The first reading this morning is from the Acts of the Apostles,
chapter
2, verses 1 through 21.
Suffragan bishops.
It can be found on page 771
in our diocesan cycle of prayer. We pray for the parish of St. Margaret, the Reverend Tim Chesterton,
beginning at the first verse.
Brad Linseth, theological student.
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place.
In our twin diocese
Suddenly,
of Bouillet,
a sound
we
like
pray
the blowing
for
of a violent
Mwamba
wind
Parish,
came from
Jean
heaven
Pierre
and filled the whole
Bimana,
house where
rector.
They were sitting. They
In
saw
our First
what
Nation community
to
today,
of fire
we pray for the
that separated
and
came to
Cree
rest
Nation
on each of them
near Wetaskiwin.
All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit.
In the worldwide Anglican communion today,
to
we pray for the Church of the Province of Myanmar
as the Spirit enabled them.
The Most Reverend Stephen Than Myint U. Archbishop of Myanmar.
Now there were staying in
Bishop
Jerusalem,
Yangon.
God-fearing Jews from every nation
in our own
under
parish,
heaven.
We pray for Myron, our rector.
When they heard
Victoria,
this sound,
our youth leader,
a crowd came together
RJ,
in bewilderment
assistant,
because each one heard
and for
them
members
speaking
of corporation
in his own language.
In our parish cycle of
Utterly
prayer, we pray
amazed,
for Kyle,
they asked,
Stephanie,
are not all
Jay,
these men who are speaking
Beck,
Galileans?
Luca. D,
then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language?
We pray
language?
For the leaders of this world,
Parthians, Medes,
we
and Elamites,
for Elizabeth, our queen,
residents of Mesopotamia,
our prime minister Justin
Judea
Trudeau,
and Cappadocia,
all members of the
Pontus and Asia,
members of Parliament,
Phrygia and Pamphylia,
for our premier Jason Kenney,
Egypt, and,
for and
the parts of Libya
of the
near Cyrene,
provincial legislature,
visitors from Rome. Both Jews
we pray
and
for
converts
our mayor, Don
to Judaism,
Eisen, and for all who sit on city council,
Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of a
we
God
pray for those
in
who
our
been
own tongues.
Displaced or evacuated or put on notice,
amazed and perplexed
due to wildfires.
They ask one another, "What does this
we
mean?"
We pray for those returning to homes.
Some, however,
especially
made
for those
fun
who
of them
have lost
and
their
said,
homes.
"They have had too much wine."
We pray
then
for
Peter
those in our
stood
community,
up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd.
For the unemployed and the underemployed.
Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem.
For those fighting addictions.
Let me explain this to you. Listen carefully
sick,
to what I say.
Please mention them by
These
name.
These men are not drunk, as you suppose.
For Kara.
It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit
who,
on all people.
Maybe
your
traveling
sons
at this
and
time.
Daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions.
We pray
your
for those
old
who
men
have died
will
in
dream
peace
dreams.
Of Christ. And for those
Even
whose
on my
faith
servants,
is known to God alone.
Both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And
Let us
they
pray
will
to
prophesy.
God the Holy Spirit, saying,
I
come,
will show
Holy
wonders
Spirit,
in the heavens
come.
Above and signs
come, Holy
on the
Spirit,
earth below,
Creator, and
blood
renew the
and
face
fire
of the earth
and billows of smoke.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
The sun will be turned to darkness
come, Holy Spirit,
and
counselor,
the moon to blood before the coming
our lips
of the great
that we
and
may
glorious day
your
of the
word.
Lord.
Come, Holy
and
Spirit,
everyone
come.
Who calls on the name of the Lord
come, Holy Spirit,
will be
power
saved.
From on high. Make us
of
agents
Lord.
Of peace and ministers of wholeness.
The psalm
come,
appointed
Holy
for
Spirit,
today
come.
Is Psalm 104.
Come, Holy
which
Spirit,
you can find on page 843.
Give life to
of the
dry
dream
bones
service
of this
book,
exiled
book
age.
Services, page 843.
And make us a living people, holy and free. Come, Holy Spirit,
come. 104, and we
come,
will
Holy
say,
Spirit,
wisdom
verses
and truth,
24,
strengthen
to
us
the end
in
together.
The risk of faith. Come, Holy Spirit,
we'll say
come.
This by alternate verses.
And we lift all these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Actually, we'd start on verse 25.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the great and wide sea, with its living things to many its number.
There move the ships, and there is that Leviathan which you have made for the sport of it. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
You hide your face, and they are terrified. You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine please him. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Let sinners be consumed out of the earth, and the wicked be no more.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. And together, O God of eternal light, heaven and earth are the work of your hands, and all creation sings your praise and beauty. As in the beginning, by your Spirit, you gave life and order to all that is, so by the same Spirit, redeem us and all things, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the second reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. It can be found on page 800 of the Red Pew Bibles, page 800. Romans chapter 8, beginning at the 14th verse. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our Gospel reading this morning is found in the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, and we will begin at verse 9, and that's found on page 764 in the Pew Bible, if you wish to follow along. John's Gospel, beginning at verse 9. Verse 8. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words that I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name. and I will do it. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now I ask you to be seated. And today, for our sermon time, we're going to be doing something a little different. And we're going to have the children come forward today. And I'm going to talk to them, and all of the parents get to listen in. And if we could get the youth as well, because I'm going to have the youth help the littler ones. Now, are balloons okay, parents? Come over here, guys. Everybody come right up in here and get pretty close to me. Yeah, you're all going to die. I don't want to give balloons to someone who doesn't, whose parents don't want them to have one. But I'm going to give balloons to all the kids, so. Yeah, you have to take That's a great question.
Can I have the big
red? Yeah, the kids are all going to come live with me. yes, you can have the big red one. No, there's only one big one, and that's for a special reason. But, so why don't you guys all take a balloon? I think it's just normal latex. So does everyone have, or rubber? We'll just say that's rubber. Okay, you guys can all sit down. I'll sit down too, and then nobody feels like they have to stand. All right, today's Pentecost. Does everyone know what Pentecost is?
Yeah.
What is it? You kind of died on that. I couldn't hear it. Oh, you forget. All right, it's a weird word, isn't it? I want to show you a picture that shows us what Pentecost is. So I'm going to go around like this so you can all look at it. I think it's a really funky painting. And those of you who are there who can't see it, it's also right there. But, and if you want to get up and look at it, you can. But okay, so look at the painting. What do you see happening in this painting? People whose hands are on fire. That's kind of cool. Maybe not the hands being on fire part. But, yeah. Okay, maybe we'll not play with the balloons yet. I made a crucial error in giving out balloons. No. Okay, we're not blowing up the balloons yet. So I want the air to come out of your balloons all at once, okay? Yeah, thanks. Air out. No, don't breathe it in. Yeah, okay. So there we go. And we're going to be real quiet and listen to what you have to say. Dude, that is exactly right. Did everyone hear what he said?
No.
It's when the Holy Spirit came into that room and all the people were there. Exactly. So, yes. Yes, and we're going to do that in just a second. So, you guys are already jumping ahead of the story, but because you already know it, so that's really cool. What do you see going on in this picture? We heard saw somebody said people
dancing. And
dancing. Yeah, there's definitely fire, and I'm not sure their hands are on fire, but there's definitely fire there. What does the fire look like? Say it again. Candles, it's a bit like that, yeah? Yep. They look like torches, for sure. Yep. Yes, you know the Bible story very well, don't you? Yeah, they look like tongues of fire. But what do these ones look like? Take a look at those. They kind of look like tongues, but do they look like anything else? Say it again? Yeah, they kind of look like ants. They look like birds. They're doves. That's really cool. All right, we're going to get to that in just a second. And I'm going to set that right there, and you can look at it if you want while I tell a story. But the Holy Spirit. It's interesting because we live in a time that comes after Pentecost, and it's different than the time before Pentecost. But Jesus, at this point in the story, Because we had Christmas when Jesus came, and we're just finishing up Easter and what happened during Easter. He died and he rose again. He died on the cross and rose again. Exactly. And then he was with his disciples for a while, but then he told them something that they didn't really like very much. Yep. Yep. He said, I'm leaving. Now just imagine that your parents all of a sudden, no, maybe don't imagine that. Imagine that someone, don't imagine that. Imagine that someone that you love very much suddenly said to you, hey, it's been really great, but now I'm leaving. How would that make you feel inside? It would make you feel terrible, right? Right, especially if they're going away to heaven. And so the disciples felt really bad. And Jesus said, don't worry, I'm going to send someone. And it's going to be really great. And so they were all not really understanding what this all meant. And they were together one day in a big room. And they were kind of afraid, not feeling really great. Jesus had just left. And suddenly, well, actually, you know what? I want us to stop right now. Can everyone do this for me? And this includes all of you out there too. What does wind sound like? So everybody make as loud as they can, everybody out there too, a sound of wind. All right. And what does fire sound like? Kind of crackle, right? So go like this. And does anyone speak another language? What do you speak? French? Can you say the Holy Spirit is here in French? How many languages? If you speak another language anywhere in here, can you raise your hand, please? All right, Jody, say the Holy Spirit is here. Okay, and someone else who speaks another language. I don't think you do. Yeah, I see a hand up there. It's Carol. Okay, that's French. I know there are other speakers. I bet you, Michael, you speak another language. What language do you want? I'm sure you speak about 5 languages. So say, choose a language, tell us what it is, and say the Holy Spirit is here. Okay, awesome. Another language. I need as many languages as possible. You know another language?
English.
Okay, say it in English. Okay. Just hang on. I'm asking any other languages out there. There has to be a... Oh, Johnson, you have to speak another language. And I get... You can probably speak Norwegian and...
I have one.
Okay, just hang on. We're waiting. Awesome. Okay, anyone else? Yep. Okay. Any other... I know there's other languages here. Because I think in Malaysia they speak... Malay?
Pig Latin.
No, Pig Latin.
I don't.
Just hang on. Okay, say it in Pig Latin.
I don't
want
to say it.
All right, here's what we're going to do. If you speak another language, I want you to say, and all of us, or English, I want you to say in English or another language, but if you speak another language, I want it to be another language. I want you to say the Holy Spirit is here, all together, okay? 1, 2, 3. El Espíritu es Santo está aquí. Okay, now let's say it really loud. El Espíritu es Santo está aquí. Okay, now let's say it 5 times together. All right? Okay? El Espíritu es Santo está aquí. El Espíritu Santo está aquí. El Espíritu es Santo está aquí. El Espíritu Santo está aquí. Okay. All right, now, in this story, hey, you guys want to listen? In this story, we're going to have certain times where we're going to have to do all of those things, okay? So they're all in the room together. And suddenly, the whole room is filled with the sound of rushing wind. Let's do that. All right? And then suddenly, there appeared in the room flames, tongues of fire. And they went, and the Holy Spirit came upon each one of them and filled them up. And you know what happened next? Suddenly, everyone began speaking in other languages. And so now let's say the Holy Spirit is here five times in these other languages. El Espíritu Santo está aquí. 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 Excellent. And they were completely changed. Now, let's look at these balloons that we have. When they're like this, they're kind of flimsy. They're, what did you say they look like? Kind of look like worms. They don't look like much, do they?
They're orange and red. They're not worms.
Okay, yeah. Yep. And now, there are, do you know that there are three different images that the Bible uses to talk to us about, to describe the Holy Spirit? We've already mentioned all of them. Do you know what they are? Say one. Okay. Yep. Wind. Wind and breath. What do you think's important about breath? Yep. What happens if you don't breathe? If you see someone who's not breathing, you know something bad has happened, right? Because they don't have life. And if they start to breathe, you know they have life. And wind is really powerful. So that's one of the ways that the scripture talks about the Holy Spirit. Yep. Fire. Yeah. Talks about fire. And what's another one? Dove. Because the Holy Spirit brings peace. You see how this picture is people dancing and there's wind moving and the wind is moving in them and through them and it's making them alive and celebrate and joyful. And then there's these fire that look like doves, right? That's kind of a cool image of what Pentecost is all about. And you see what happened is the disciples were a bit like this balloon after Jesus left. They didn't really have any shape to them. And they really didn't have any life in them. And they weren't really very exciting. And they certainly weren't excited. They were kind of afraid, kind of unsure, didn't know who they were. And suddenly the Holy Spirit came and breathed into them and filled them up. So let's blow up our balloons. And that's kind of what the Holy Spirit does for us too. Now, you keep blowing on yours, Jasper, because you got a big one. But you see, there's something else that happened, and when you finish yours, I want us all to look at it. You see, the Holy Spirit brings life and always signifies the power and the presence of God. And it's really cool. Look at this big, huge balloon. You see, what happened is before the Holy Spirit came, they were all kind of friends and they all liked each other because they all believed in Jesus, but they weren't really together as a family. And they became all together something new. They became the church. They became the people of God. And I think that's pretty cool. And that's what we're celebrating when we celebrate Pentecost, the time when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. So, if I were to ask you a question, who is the Holy Spirit, what would you say? God. That's awesome. He's not Jesus, but he's kind of like Jesus. God is Jesus. We have a really interesting God. Yep. I can't hear you. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus and the Spirit of God the Father and is a person. And that's why we worship not just God, the Father, or just Jesus, but we worship the Holy Spirit too. And you see, the really cool thing is that as we believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit fills us and gives us power, and we can dance and be filled with life like these people. So, that's the lesson for today. You guys can all go back and...
We're blue.
drive your parents crazy with the balloons.